Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I'm Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket event leading up to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/Bass or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Nation button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Well, the Sims Bassmaster Elite at Lake Fork certainly was one for the ages. Four total century belts were earned as Lee Livesey got the win with over 113 pounds, 11 ounces in 4 days, followed by Gerald Swindle and Brandon Polinick at 102 pounds, 2 ounces and Shane LaHue at 100 pounds, 4 ounces in a slugfest that was watched by a record audience on FS1 and where it took over 92 pounds to be in the top 10. Now, Livesey is back in the Rapala winner's circle on the show for the second time in just 3 weeks, coming off his win in the Central Open at Ross Barnett, and he'll be with us a little later in the show. The prodigy, Brandon Polinick, took the second place points and money on the strength of his day two 30-pound bag, which is the tiebreaker, and Polinick is now firmly first in the AOI standings by 20 points. But there is a wrinkle here. His wife, Tiffany, is expecting a child literally any day now. And if she goes into labor this week, BP is headed for Idaho and will miss the next elite event at Pickwick. Now, after that tournament, the tour goes on a 5-week break. So if the baby hangs on, he'll have plenty of time to be home before the Northern Swing. Brandon is coming up on the show today as well. And in the leadoff role, the G-man himself, Gerald Swindle, will join us. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee as we launch this top three episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come and join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Let's go.
Think you know bass fishing? Time to prove it. Bassmaster now has two fantasy games giving you even more opportunities to win. Play Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and the Mercury Bassmaster Dream Lake Challenge. Get in position for a chance to win some great prizes, including a $15,000 shopping spree at Bass Pro Shops and fishing trips with Davey Hyde and Mark Zona. Every tournament is a chance to win, and there's more than $90,000 in prizes. You can't win if you don't play, plus it's free. To find details, sign up and play all season. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at BassU.TV. Do you want to catch more and bigger bass? Well, whether you're a beginner or an aspiring pro, BassU.TV has courses for you. BassU.TV features over 900 training courses from the most talented anglers on the planet, including Mike Iaconelli, Greg Hackney, Jason Christie, John Cox, Hank Cherry, and many more. Courses cover everything bass fishing from power to finesse. If you like to pitch a big creature bait into heavy cover, well, they'll help you with that. Do you want to learn how to drop shot deep water for big smallies? BassU.TV has that covered as well. Plus, learn how the pros break down new waters and check out the advanced courses on tournament preparation and strategy. If you want to become a better bass angler, visit BassU.TV/radio and sign up. That's BassU.TV/radio and begin learning today. The Bass University. Never stop learning.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I said, let's start it out with a Phoenix guy, certainly, and of course a Rapala guy as well. He was close to being in a Rapala winner's circle. He got the century belt, over 102 pounds, tied with Brandon Polinek for second place. But the G-man, Gerald Swindle, entertained and educated us throughout this past weekend at Fork, and he joins us now. Gerald, welcome to the show. How are you?
Man, I'm great today. It's a good day to be with Chop all day and getting tackle ready for Pig Week, you know, because we roll out of one and we jump another one.
Yeah, no, that is going to be great stuff, too. And you wonder what all of this rain is going to do to the river system. I got to ask you, we all saw, or those of us that watched the weigh-in saw the interaction between you and Brandon Polinek, the prodigy. And, we saw last year with Wes Logan how you treated the little ball of hate when he won at Neely Henry. And you have seemed to have taken on some sort of a role as a not only a mentor, but a friend to all of these guys, these young guys that you're competing against, and you're competing very well. You've moved into the top 10 in the AOI standings. But just talk about your relationship with the other guys.
You know, I got nothing but respect for the young guys, and I guess I'm the guy, I don't know how to say it, but I always look back and tell my wife, I was like, I remember what it was like when I started on the top 100 tour. I didn't know anybody. They really didn't know me. And most of them wouldn't even talk to you. You know, you went through the old school, earn my respect before you get my respect. I was cool with that. But I remember that kind of that, I don't want to say lonely feeling, but that isolated feeling.
Yeah.
That, like, it was really weird back then. Nobody ever did anything mean to me. They just, nobody really accepted you. So that's always kind of stuck with me. And now I'm just, you know, I can sit back. I think I'm old enough now. I can look back and say, I can respect what these guys are doing. I can admire their talent. I can still want to beat them so bad I can't stand it. But you can also be respectful, love them. If they need a helping hand, help them. I think that's the role in fishing that, as I've grown older, I was kind of looking forward to, hoping one day I'd get in a position where they might look up to me enough to ask me about business or something, you know. And it's kind of neat, man. And I got nothing but respect. When you respect somebody that much for their game, you can't help but want to help them and be there as a friend. But, you know, me and BP go way back. Yeah. We go way back. You know, he's a good one.
Yeah. And you guys left together and came back to the Elite Series together. Was your mindset a little different when you came back? I mean, was it part of that, in your head when you came back and here you were going to compete on the Elite Series again?
You know, it might have been a little bit for me and Brandon. I think it was never talked about among us, but I do think it might have brought us closer together as friends and people, because we knew we were taking this journey we had went on a journey we wasn't happy with. We were the first, you know, like first guys to say, hey, I want to return home. And we took that journey, which was not easy. And we knew what the repercussions could have been, but yet we were willing to try it. So I think that's what that friendship there is all about. We knew this is where we wanted to be. And I can't help but celebrate when I see him do good, because I know how bad he wanted to be back as well as me, and yeah, as well as Christy and the other guys. So I think it might have grown us a little closer together as friends.
Yeah, Gerald Swindle will this year coming off of his tie for second at Lake Fork. And I know that Lulu is very close with Brandon's wife. She's about to pop a baby any minute now. He's just hoping he can get to he's the dude that doesn't want to know how many points he's leading to AOI by. Yet he may have to miss Pickwick. I mean, if she has that baby any minute now, and you know, it may cost the Pickwick. If she can hang on and cross her legs till after Pickwick, he's got a 5-week, you know, gap there where he can get to know his kid and so on. When you were in that position, did you always want to know, or were you like him and you're like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know what the points are?
Yeah, first guy that ever grabbed the microphone and said, nobody tell me. Like, I was very open. I never knew how much the lead was until I got to Mille Lacs and my dad accidentally told me on the phone. I never looked at the standings. I never looked at nothing. And I wouldn't let my wife tell me. She was always protecting when somebody would come up and say, you're leading. She'd say, don't say, he don't want to know. Because I felt like, and Brandon's probably the same way, I think sometimes if you get a big enough cushion, you might let off the throttle. And in my mind, like when I got out of the lead, I'm like, don't let off the throttle. You know, be the best you can be in this season, in 2016. And Brandon's thinking the same way. If all goes well with Tiffany and he can fish all the events, he's probably thinking, I want to be the best Brandon Pollanek I can be. You know, and that's what it takes to get those AOIs and those championships. And, you know, I haven't really looked at the points, so I don't know how far he is in it. I don't know how far I am out of it. But I try not to look, because in my mind and my heart, I still think, well, I got a chance. Just keep catching them. So I think if you looked at the points and it's right opposite, and he was a little bit further down, you thought, man, I don't know if I can climb that mountain. Would it change how you attack the lake?
Right.
So sometimes you're better off not knowing.
Gerald Swindle, a 2-time AOI winner. All right, I want to do a little technique of the week with you, because you were a man after my own heart when you broke out that big 3/4-ounce spot remover shaky head with the big old worm on it. And I'm like, I didn't even know anybody did that anymore. That is so cool. Talk about that. Talk about the technique with that a little bit, and you know, and why that was working for you, and what the difference is between, some people might say, well, why not just pin a 3/4-ounce, you know, weight to the thing as opposed to using the spot remover?
Well, I think the first thing you have to look at is yeah, Texas rig, you think, yeah, it might be a tad bit more weedless, like if you was in heavy vegetation or, but what you get with a Texas rig is a lot of line twist, and you don't get the same fall. You will not get the bait to fall the same. And the spot, remember, has the big flat head on it. So when the worm hits up right, it'll pause up and kind of sit up for a second, whether it lays over, then once, you know, it starts settling, it may lay over, but for a split second, it sits up. And a lot of times when I throw it on a 1/2-ounce, I hop it a lot. You know, I'm hopping it 10 to 12 inches off the bottom.
Sure.
You do that with a Texas, it'll be so twisted up, you won't make 30 minutes of fishing, and you'll have to reline. So I've just seemed like I've always had better hookup ratio with that. You get a lot better action. It just seems like it's a much easier bait to drag. I just kind of one of the things we've done for years, and it just, that particular tournament, it just shined out. You know, the wind was blowing so bad. I started out in practice throwing a 1/2, and then the wind got so bad, I just automatically jumped up to a 3/4, and it seemed to be just as well, just trying to feel the bottom on it, you know. And I swap up between the Zoom Mag Trick and then the Zoom Mag Old Monster, the 12-inch worm. So, right. Like, people look at me and think, man, ain't that hook, you know, is the hook too short or too small? I'm like, no. I think as anglers, we want to throw too big a hook. You know, we think, well, we got a 12-inch worm, I need to put a 6-aught hook on there.
Right.
But a lot of times you ice the hook so much, you take the action out of the bait, and then you can't drive the hook in if you make a long cast. So I'm the guy that likes a long shank, medium wire, not super heavy, because you're just going to kind of reel down and swoop into them and hold them. And I can say I lost one bass on it the entire 4 days. I jumped off one fish and was a 4-pounder right at my feet. And it was probably more my fault, because I had a bad hook set and I didn't really catch up with him. So I tell everybody, I said, you know, when you have high hookup percentage and it works that well, to me, it's just the best offshore ledge bait you can throw.
You got a spot for that century belt in the shop? I mean, we know you got a beautiful shop there. You going to throw it around one of those deer heads, or, you know, what you got a place for you?
I was funny. I was shooting a piece yesterday for 13. The guy was going through all my trophies, and I was filming my other century belt. He said, "You ever just put that on and walk through the house?" I said, "Well, that's not what I have." But I said, I'm looking forward to getting the second one. And it's funny, I picked up four deer heads 2 days ago, and I got like 170 inch laying on the back of my boat, and that'd be kind of cool just hanging around his neck. I got you both in one. You know, it's a phenomenal tournament. You know, I think all the anglers that was in that top 10 was like, this is it. The thing it really come to my mind, Tom, is like, you don't get in this position much to break the century. Like, you can fish for a long time and never hit a lake just right, where enough big ones are biting to get to 100 pounds. And then sometimes when you're there and it happens, you may not be on the right fish. So a lot of things have to happen to get that close. You know, so it was kind of cool going in that last day. Even though I felt like Lee had a pretty significant lead and I knew what was going to do to catch him, it was like your eye was on the prize of, I got two golds here. I can't run Lee down, run 100 pounds down.
G-Man, I appreciate you so much. Good luck at Pickwick.
Man, I appreciate everything. Congrats to Lee Livesey. Big shout out. Who in the world can go to their own home lake and fish is that tough and back it up twice? Tom's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty hard. It's not as easy as a lot of people made it out to be. Gerald Swindle has been our guest. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we come back, the prodigy, Brandon Polinick, the other second place guy in this tournament. He's up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers and styles is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. You can even buy Bassmaster Radio gear. That's profishing.shop.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Holy smoke!
There's a way to the top. Bass Nation.
The dream was to fish the Bassmaster Classic.
Started fishing ponds with my grandpa when I was young. Here I am now, third year on the Elite Series.
There's no way I would be living my dream. There's no way I would be fishing the Elite Tour.
For a lot of the guys that work and the weekend guys, that's your only route. Without Bass Nation, I wouldn't be here today.
Find a club near you at Bassmaster.com/nation.
Bass Nation, let me hear you.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing. You know, I've been fishing Enigma rods and reels for several years now, and nowhere will you find a better combination of price and quality than with Enigma. And now we've got a great deal for you, just in time to stock up for the season. Buy one Enigma rod and get one of equal or lesser value for free. Buy two and get two. Buy three, well, you get the point. The more you buy, the better this deal gets. Just go to EnigmaFishing.com to start shopping today. That's EnigmaFishing.com. Buy four, get four. Buy five. Tom Abraham here for my friend Brian Hammaker and his team at North Alabama Mortgage. Look, buying a home is the biggest purchase you will make in your life, and it can be a bit intimidating, so you want people that can help walk you through the mortgage process and get you the best deal possible. That's what North Alabama Mortgage does, and they do it in Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida, from first-time purchases to refis, conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA loans. They have the solution at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com to learn more. That's North Alabama Mortgage.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now, a chance to talk to a guy that, look, this guy's on the show all the time. If he's not in Arapahoe's winner's circle, he's finishing in the top three after an elite event. So we get him in there. I mean, yeah, I'm going to have to start sending him, you know, union checks or something. But you can't not have him on, not when he's fishing as well as he is fishing. And now we're past the halfway point of the season. He's also leading the AOI points. I don't even know how much by, and I know he doesn't want to know how much by, but he is the prodigy himself, Brandon Polinick. Brandon, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good. I'm Good.
Yeah,
I guess. Coming off a good week at Lake Fork, and Tiffany is 39 weeks and 2 days pregnant right now, so I'm kind of living on the edge a little bit, but life's good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, add you to the list of guys having babies or wives having babies, you know, in the boatyard right this season. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And look, Livesey, I mean, he has had a baby. He's fished two tournaments since the kid's been alive, and he won them both, an Open and now an Elite event. So, you know, I mean, that pays for a lot of diapers.
Yes, it does. And you need it, too.
Yeah. Well, you can't get formula, though. So, you know, that's the one thing it won't take care of the formula, because you can't find formula anymore right now in the States. But that's a whole other thing. You know, I messed around a little bit. You and Gerald Swindle actually tied with your weights in this tournament, but you get the second place nod and the second place check because you had the bigger day when you had the big day on day two, the Dirty 30, the 30 pounds, 1 ounce. We'll get to that in a minute. But having said that, you and G were having a pretty good time on stage, and I think about how he was when Wes Logan won and Neely Henry last year, and I see the relationship between you and him, and this seems to be very genuine. You know, this isn't just G horsing around. There seems to be a genuine fondness between you two guys. Just talk about your relationship with him and just how he has become this kind of mentor-type guy to everybody. He's a veteran that can still, you know, he can win, but he is a you know, he's kind of taken on a certain role, it seems like, with a lot of the guys.
Yeah, Gerald, he's one of those guys that's very raw and real. Like, what you see is what you get. And I've got a lot of respect for that. And he was always one of the guys that I looked up to when I was growing up, right? When I was trying to make it, he was one of the guys. And he still is one of the guys. And over the last 12 years, I've just, you know, been able to kind of build a relationship with him. You know, our wives both talk, I don't know how often, nearly every day, it seems like. And we both camp at the same campgrounds a lot. So we get to spend a lot of time off the water together as well, right? And that's really where you start to kind of form those friendships and those bonds with the other anglers, is the time you get to spend off the water.
Sure.
And we've been able to do that. And so when we get an opportunity like that on stage where, I mean, I don't know what the odds are of us both catching 102 pounds and 2 ounces.
Right.
But it doesn't seem like very high odds for us to catch all those bass and all those ounces and then end up tying. And so we just made the most of it. I mean, we didn't see that coming into it, but when you have that relationship with someone and you've got an MC like Mercer that does a phenomenal job, you're able to kind of feed off of everybody's energy and just have a good time, right? Like, that's what we want. We want people to come to weigh-ins. We want the fans to have a good time, get a good laugh.
Yeah.
Ooh and ah over big fish and all those things, and just really makes it enjoyable.
You know, I thought fans wouldn't come to weigh-ins that didn't have fish at the actual weigh-ins, but I guess we're wrong about that. I just guess you got to have the right pros, you know, out there, and certainly they showed up in droves, you know, for you guys on Sunday. I mean, that was amazing. I looked, you know, I was looking at it and on TV, and then I saw the crowd shots, and I'm like, oh my gosh! I mean, they're not even holding up fish, and look at these people to support these Bassmaster Elite anglers. But you know, you guys came back to the elites together a couple of years ago. Does that even strengthen the bond? I mean, you made that decision not, you know, separately, but you came back together at that time, and I would think that has something to do with the relationship a little bit as well.
I think it definitely helps, just because you go through something like that, right? That was a big moment in both of our careers.
Right.
And you just instantly have that common ground between you. You know, I mean, we both made that decision individually, but when you, at the end of the day, we both went through a very similar situation, and that just, it does strengthen that for sure.
Brandon Polinick with us here, coming in second, 102 pounds, 2 ounces. The century belt, his century belt will be just a little bit smaller than Gerald's century belt. Four of them, though, in this tournament, as Shane LaHue got there as well, coming in fourth with 100 pounds, 9 ounces. Of course, Lee Livesey, 113 pounds, 11 ounces for the win. You had your slowest day on Championship Sunday, 17 pounds, 11 ounces. The wind had changed. Everything looked different. You were fishing by the dam, and you could just tell it all looked different. But Livesey, I mean, he ends up beating you guys by 11 pounds. You would have had to have the VMC monster bag, you know, a really good bag to have tracked him down. Does that help at all? Or do you think, you know what, if this was right, I could have had the weight I needed, which would have been about 27 pounds, 28 pounds to win this thing?
It was definitely one of those events that it was right there at my fingertips. But I felt like I did everything in my control to be able to make it happen. Now, I didn't execute as well as I could have on that final day, but I felt like I put myself in the right places at the right times to be able to make those things happen. The fish just weren't cooperating, right? They weren't showing up. For whatever reason, the shad disappeared that final day. I mean, every morning before that, I would roll up and there would just be bait balls everywhere on my starting place. And the bass were there. They were feeding. And when I went there that final day, for whatever reason, the shad were just gone.
Right.
So, you know, what I did is I went back out there on Monday to double check on them.
Really?
Little dirty dogs. Oh, yeah. And like, really? And put a beat down on them, caught 33 pounds in 30
yeah,
minutes.
I'm really?
Like, that was the right call. They just wouldn't show up at the right time.
Hey, you won a five-day tournament, is what you're saying. If it's a five-day deal, you win, win a tournament. Brandon Polinick with us. You gave us one heck of a tutorial, though, on your Hummingbird 360. I mean, that was amazing stuff. You were showing us. I mean, we've seen Mark Zona do that a little bit on a show where it's a different type of deal, but you were in competition talking about the 360. Everybody's talking about forward facing sonar, and certainly that's very, very valuable. But you use that 360 and then laying your rod on that deal and kind of to get an idea exactly where the cast has to be. You know, we've seen guys do that stuff before, but not necessarily in tournaments. Just talk about how important the 360 was, because, like I say, the forward facing is getting all the attention right now, but that 360 is invaluable in a situation like what you had.
Yeah, that Mega 360 is the original forward facing sonar,
exactly.
Pretty much, right? Like, it's not live. It has to scan around like radar, like your weather radar does, essentially. But it is shooting out there. The difference is it shoots around the boat 360 degrees. So as I'm spot locked there, I'm able to see, and even the guys that have their, you know, Mega Live or something on a separate pole that they can turn when they're spot locked, the difference is that you're not getting the same image, right? So your live image is similar to if you were standing on the bottom, right? Or we'll use this analogy because this will explain it better for people that haven't seen it. Standing on the valley floor of a mountain range. Mm-hmm. You can only really see what's in front of you. But when you take Mega 360, it's like you're looking at that same mountain range from an airplane or a helicopter, right? You're getting the topo view of how that land lays out. You're seeing all the little details. And that was a huge key here on Lake Fork, is being able to see how those fish would move and which direction they were moving. But most importantly is what it did is when I continued to fish the same places, I was able to identify those really small little sweet spots and realized that when these fish moved, yes, they were moving all the time, but they would consistently move onto these little sweet spots and feed.
Yeah.
And they weren't very big. You know, they would maybe be the size of your boat. And then you couldn't ever see that on Mega Live, right? You may be able to see the fish, but you were scanning around and you were always moving and you didn't realize that they were actually setting up on that exact same little piece of cover every single time.
And the clarity is just so amazing. I mean, that's the thing for me. I look at it and you can see that boulder looks like a boulder, you know, bush looks like a bush, fish.
Yep.
You know, it is that in the forward facing, although it's amazing, it is still a little bit, you got to discern. You know, you're looking at something that is a little bit more difficult, I think, to identify. But in any event, you got this thing rolling. Another great finish. Having a tremendous season. You're 2017 Angler of the Year, and you lead. I know you don't want to know, and I'm not going to say, but you do lead more than halfway through the season now, heading for Pickwick, and then you go north. You got to like your chances here the way you're fishing.
I do like my chances. I don't know if I'll be at Pickwick or not, to be honest.
The baby! The baby!
Yeah. I mean, the plan is that I fish Pickwick. I mean, wow. Me and Tiff and the baby would both love for me to fish Pickwick, but yeah. I'm not sure the baby cares that much.
There might
so
be.
Whenever the baby decides to come,
yeah,
I'm gone.
So a 7.5-pounder actually might keep you from fishing. 1 7.5-pounder, one solid Lake Fork fish is could keep you from fishing. Well, good luck with that.
100%.
Keep you in our thoughts and prayers, your wife in our thoughts and prayers on that, and hopefully it all works out where you can fish and have the baby, and maybe do like Livesey and win tournaments with a new baby. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Brandon Polinick has been our guest. That guy is just absolutely amazing. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Rapala Winner's Circle, and we'll do that with Lee Livesey next, right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Tom Abraham here from my friend Brian Hammaker and his team at North Alabama Mortgage. Look, buying a home is the biggest purchase you will make in your life, and it can be a bit intimidating, so you want people that can help walk you through the mortgage process and get you the best deal possible. That's what North Alabama Mortgage does, and they do it in Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida, from first-time purchases to refis, conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA loans. They have the solution at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com to learn more. That's North Alabama Mortgage. Mortgage.com. Tom Abraham here for my friends at BassU.TV. Do you want to catch more and bigger bass? Well, whether you're a beginner or an aspiring pro, BassU.TV has courses for you. BassU.TV features over 900 training courses from the most talented anglers on the planet, including Mike Iaconelli, Greg Hackney, Jason Christie, John Cox, Hank Cherry, and many more. Courses cover everything bass fishing from power to finesse. If you like to pitch a big creature bait into heavy cover, well, they'll help you with that. Do you want to learn how to drop shot deep water for big smallies? BassU.TV has that covered as well. Plus, learn how the pros break down new waters and check out the advanced courses on tournament preparation and strategy. If you want to become a better bass angler, visit bassu.tv/radio and sign up. That's bassu.tv/radio and begin learning today. The Bass University. Never stop learning.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time for the Arapahoe Winner's Circle. And if this sounds redundant, it's getting redundant because it was just a couple of weeks ago that we had Lee Livesey in the Arapahoe Winner's Circle coming off of his win in the Open Series. And now he turns around and backs that up with a second straight win at Lake Fork. This one worth $100,000, another century belt, 113 pounds on his home lake. And he joins us now. Lee, welcome back to the show. You're becoming a regular, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on. Hopefully I become a regular. That would be good.
This is nuts. I mean, this is now... You know, it's interesting. We talked to Gerald Swindle earlier. He was very complimentary of you. He talked about how difficult it is to win on your home waters as well. But, you know, G's been doing this for 20-some-odd years and still doesn't have that blue trophy. He's a two-time AOI champion. You have won three times now on the Elite Series plus an Open in the last, like, 24 months. This is crazy. This is getting to be really heady stuff with these wins.
Man, it is, and I'm not complaining at all. It really hasn't hit me yet, I'm sure, you know, but man, it's good for business and my family, and it's all been really, really cool. It's happened really quick, and I just hope I can keep it rolling, you know. It just makes me want to win another one really bad, is all it does.
So you and your wife had a new baby just a month ago or so, and she has never seen you lose. So basically, are you concerned that if you don't win at Pickwick, that she's going to look up at you with those big eyes like, "Daddy, where's our trophy? You know, how come we don't have a trophy for this one?"
Yeah, she's two for two. So if I miss the cut, she's going to be mad, I'm sure.
You know, you mentioned it being good for business. Talk about that a little bit, because, I mean, you're Longview, Texas. It's not like you have a dock on the lake and you live right there. You live about an hour or so from the lake. You do guide there. Obviously, you talked about how you knew, you know, every inch of that water, and still found new water to fish at the end of the tournament. But what is the impact on your business? How often are you actually guiding, and at what point in time do you not do that?
Man, I've probably only guided 3 weeks since last year when I won in April, or the 1st of May, I think, last year. So I just, you know, I'm always gone.
Yeah.
But when I say good for business, I'm not talking about my guide business. I'm talking about my Bassmaster business. So the guide business has always been, or it's been good for a long time. You know, we're not worried about booking guide trips, put it that way.
No, I hear you. By the way, I love the Netman hat. I had to go look it up. That was a Sixth Sense property as well. We always see you wearing that Sixth Sense hat, but then this Netman hat and some of these other, some of the other gear that they have there. We know they make a great jig. They make a great crankbait. They do a tremendous job there. But it was... I didn't even know what Netman meant, and it did exactly what it was supposed to do. It forced me to go find that, and I ended up right there at the Sixth Sense website.
That's pretty funny. I haven't even asked Casey how many Netman hats we've sold, but it had to have been a bunch of them.
Yeah. No, I would think that it would be a bunch of them for sure. Lee Livesey with us coming off of his win at Lake Fork. Talk about that a little bit, because we see guys fish their home waters all the time, and it used to be you never went on your home water. I mean, that used to be kind of the mantra, is that was really difficult for guys to get it done on their home water. You almost knew too much about the lake. For you to win back-to-back with the pressure of the locals and everything else, just talk about that, the difficulty. Do you find it easy? Do you feel like you can go out there and catch 113 pounds every 4 days, or is it something that is kind of hard?
It's definitely hard, you know. It's probably the most miserable week of my year, for sure. And it's just, you know, the pressure from all the locals and the family and the sponsors and everybody being there and having to accommodate everybody and just all the interviews and radios and articles. It's a really weird week, if that makes sense. But obviously I'm not griping about it. I would want to be there every tournament if we could. And,
yeah.
You know, I always want to catch 120 plus every tournament, not 113. You know, I feel like I left some meat on the table, but still ended up winning by 10 pounds or whatever it was. So, you know, one day we're going to get there and I'm going to hit it right and catch a big bag.
Well, you thought that the record might go down. You thought it could be a 135-pound tournament or something like that going in. If anything, and we had changing weather throughout the tournament, what would have stopped that from happening, if you will? I mean, what would have stopped there being 34, 35-pound bags every day to win that thing?
We were just on the backside of that moon phase, man. We were in a down cycle week just as far as fishing goes, and those fish – you know, the first practice, there was a bunch of big schools out there, and they were biting really good. You know, I probably had 30 schools the first day, you know, the first couple of days of practice, and every day they just dwindled. And at the end of the deal, there were zero schools out there left almost. I mean, just a few of them, and you know, people were on those few schools. Then they got beat up, too, but it's just we just missed it by a week, you know, just timing-wise with the moon phase when those fish were active.
Do you think there's something other than the slot limit? And, you know, obviously it's a catch and release lake for the most part. A lot of people attribute that to why that lake is so great. But there's got to be something more than that, because a lot of fishermen, many fishermen now practice catch and release anyway. It's not like people are going there to, you know, fill the table with 9-pound bass. Why do you think Fork is so special right now?
There's just a few things. The lake's just naturally really fertile. The soil content where the lake's built, it's got really good genetics, obviously, from Texas Parks and Wildlife, stocking fish, stocking right fingerling, stocking chirlunker program fingerling. And it's just got a big forage base with shad and brim and bluegill and crawfish, everything that the bass are eating. It's just a really fertile, you know, lake from top to bottom on the food chain, and those fish get to grow with the slot. And it's a lot of it's Texas Parks and Wildlife just making it, you know, what it is.
Yeah. Lee Livesey with us here. I would be remiss if I didn't mention you are a Texan. If I didn't mention the horror from earlier in the week, you know, what happened there outside of San Antonio with the school shooting. Any thoughts on that, just as a Texan, you know, when you saw that thing unfold?
Oh, just like everybody else in the world when they saw it, just unimaginable, you know. You can't even fathom what happened there. It's just a terrible, terrible event, you know, and we're just thinking about all those families and what we can do to prevent it the next time. It's just a tragedy, man. We're thinking about y'all out there, and it's crazy that can happen in our state, and it just terrifies me as a father and a stepfather that could happen to the child, and it's I can't even think about it, to be honest.
It does make you want to go home and hug your kids, that's for sure, and keep them safe. Lee Livesey with us here. You know, you talked about the last time we had you on, which was just a few weeks ago when you won the Open. You were locked into the Classic, and you talked about how good that was, being the fact that you were locked in and you would fish freely, and this was your first tournament since then. You're going to screw around and double qualify, though. You keep fishing like this. I mean, you've moved right into Classic position on your points as well. But did you actually feel any of that going into this tournament after you knew that you were secure and that you would be in a 2023 Classic? Did it actually kind of change your outlook and your fishing at all?
Yeah, it did for sure. You know, it let me, you know, kind of gamble on some early stuff and not squat on anything, and just fish free and look around a little bit more. So it's, you know, it definitely helped me for sure. I'm positive, you know, it definitely was a relief to be in the Classic and not have to worry about those points at all. So, you know, we still got a shot to triple qualify. We can get back in the Classic just regular, and we can win the Mississippi River and triple qualify. That's the next goal.
That would be cool. I mean, it's not like they're going to let you fish the next three if you do that, if you triple qualify, but, I mean, why not? You help some other – yeah, let me tell you something. There'll be some guys down the points list that will be hoping you do that. You know, that's for sure. You know, let a few other guys into that deal. Lee Livesey with us off his win – at Lake Fork. Now, you know, you made this a little bit exciting on Saturday and Sunday by getting off to slow starts compared to what you did on Thursday and Friday. Just talk about, did you ever feel like, you know, this might be getting away from me? I'm going to be the guy that comes in with 10 pounds, you know, here on my home lake, on, you know, with a big lead. Or did you feel like, I'm not worried. If I don't catch him here, I got another spot or another spot or another 100 spots.
Well, you know, obviously you're gonna feel like that when you're not catching them like you had been the first 2 days. And it crept in the back of my mind that third day, especially when I lost those first three better fish. But at the end of the day, I had that one spot I kept going to that just kept producing, you know, 25 plus. And I was confident I could go there and get 20 to 30 pounds. And you know, it just worked out. You know, some of that stuff is history in my mind, but I looked a bunch each day. I had the opportunity to look around a lot, and I didn't find anything. I grabbed for hours every single day of the tournament, didn't find anything new, but it was a good thing. You know, it made me say, hey, just go put your time in on that spot and catch what you can off of it, and that's what we did.
Yeah. We saw you use a big hog farmer hair jig for a while in this deal, but I want you to just give us a little 411 on your technique with that, because a lot of guys will rip that thing up off the bottom, let it settle, rip it off the bottom, and it looked like you were, you know, reeling it fast and stop. Talk about what that looks like under the water and why that technique.
Yeah, it's actually a really good technique to catch some pressured fish and big ones. You know, I think I caught like a 7-12 on it day one. I don't know, I caught a big one, but you're just throwing it out there, you know, letting it go all the way to the bottom, keeping your rod, you know, about 10 o'clock, 9 or 10 o'clock, and just reeling it. You know, I like to reel it, you know, 3 to 5 times, depending on how deep it is. And you just kill it and just hold your rod still and let it fall back to the bottom. As soon as it hits the bottom, you reel it another 3 to 5 times, kill it, let it go back down. And they're going to hit it on the way down every time. When it's dropping, it's just going to go doink, you know, just one little thump. So it's just a reaction. It pulls them up off the bottom, or if they're suspended, it pulls past their face, and then it falls down in their face real soft, and it's real natural. It's not really loud or anything like that, and you can get some really good bites doing that.
So when you're reeling it, you're not dragging it then. So that quick little reel action that you're talking about does actually lift the bait up, not as much as maybe yo-yoing it, but it does get it up off the bottom a little bit. It's not like you're bouncing it along the bottom.
No, you're reeling it up, you know, 3 to 5 foot off the bottom, and then killing it, letting it fall back down.
Do you feel like you have to have a relatively clear water situation for that, or is that something that would work as well in a stained water situation? A lot of rain in the south this past week. People want to know whether or not they should throw that hair jig.
You know, it just depends how. You're not going to catch them in chocolate milk on it or anything, but if it's been raining on the Tennessee River and it's got some color to it, you're still going to catch them. You know, that's when you throw that white chartreuse, you know, white and red, stuff like that. It's a good bait. I had three of them tied on, three different sizes over there. So it was you could obviously tell that it's a bait that I have confidence in, and I'll be throwing it next week at Pickwick a bunch.
There you go. The Hog Farmer Tremoring Hog Tie Jig. I think that's what it's called, something like that. Anyway, Lee Livesey has been our guest. Lee, hey, man, as long as you keep answering the phone, you keep winning, you keep answering the phone, we'll keep putting you in the winner's circle. This is fun stuff.
Hey, keep calling me. I'll keep answering.
Hi, man. Appreciate you. Lee Livesey there, new daddy, and he's won about 150 grand plus in the last 3 or 4 weeks. That doesn't suck. All right, we'll get a break in there. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come and join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing. You know, I've been fishing Enigma rods and reels for several years now, and nowhere will you find a better combination of price and quality than with Enigma. And now we've got a great deal for you, just in time to stock up for the season. Buy one Enigma rod and get one of equal or lesser value for free. Buy two and get two. Buy three, well, you get the point. The more you buy, the better this deal gets. Just go to EnigmaFishing.com to start shopping today. That's EnigmaFishing.com. Buy four, get four. Buy five. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers and styles is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. You can even buy Bassmaster radio gear. That's profishing.shop.
Let's go.
Think you know bass fishing? Time to prove it. Bassmaster now has two fantasy games giving you even more opportunities to win. Play Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and the Mercury Bassmaster Dream Lake Challenge. Get in position for a chance to win some great prizes, including a $15,000 shopping spree at Bass Pro Shops and fishing trips with Davey Hyde and Mark Zona. Every tournament is a chance to win, and there's more than $90,000 in prizes. You can't win if you don't play, plus it's free. To find details, sign up and play all season. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. To learn more.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and as we add all this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. After a wildly successful debut last year, the Abel Garcia Bassmaster High School Combine returns to Wheeler Lake in Decatur, Alabama, September 16th through the 18th for a weekend combining skills challenges and recruiting visits in hopes of reeling in some college fishing scholarship money. The first combine last year generated more than $2.6 million in scholarship offers. Registration for the combine will be open at 1 o'clock Central Time on June 7th at bassmaster.com/high school and remain open until 100 participants have registered. The $500 registration fee includes accommodations for two nights and all meals for the weekend. And speaking of high school, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Justin Hamner and Bassmaster High School All-American Braxton Hopper teamed together to win the Bassmaster High School All-American Exhibition Tournament presented by the Academy Sports and Outdoors at Lake Quitman on Saturday. They were one of 12 teams, each made up of an elite pro and an All-American, who were allowed to weigh in one bass apiece. Hopper weighed in a 6-pound, 7-ounce largemouth, and Hamner added a 9-pound, 7-ounce lunker that ranked as the largest of the event, and the pair won the Texas size 2-fish total of 15 pounds, 14 ounces. Now, Bassmaster Radio has a new home at the new Bassmaster.com. You will find us under the Nation tab, which seems quite fitting. Of course, you can always go to Bassmaster.com/radio to find the show as well and on the Sports Map Radio Network and select other great stations around the country. Rapala Fantasy Fishing is underway, and you can win great prizes at every elite tournament by going to Bassmaster.com and clicking on the fantasy page to register your team. There are individual prize packages each week and a grand prize for the season-long winner that includes over $20,000 in prizes, plus a fishing trip with Davey Height. You can also play Mercury's Drain the Lake game as well, an eliminator-style game explained at the site, with weekly prizes and a grand prize that includes a fishing trip with Mark Zona in Michigan. Go to bassmaster.com/fantasy to get signed up today. And if you're like me, you never stop learning the best bass fishing techniques and tricks. And now we have a place to find it all in one place with Bass University's bassu.tv/radio. You'll find over 900 training courses from the most talented anglers on the planet, including Mike Iaconelli, Greg Hackney, Jason Christie, John Cox, Hank Cherry, and many more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.